American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
With me is Ray Winston, who is the new star of The Gentlemen, or rather the star of The Gentlemen, which is the new series on Netflix created by Guy Ritchie. And I figure, Ray, that you have, because you're doing a lot of publicity, you must have been asked pretty much every question under the sun in relation to this. So I've been racking my brains to start somewhere that you haven't heard so far in the junket. And my thinking is thus, right? Liam Neeson, 6'4", 71 years of age, not university, 15-year-old Golden Gloves, Northern Ireland. Slightly under 6 foot, under 16 representing England, and of course, London schoolboy champ three times. Who wins today?
Who wins today? Yeah. I think, Liam, he scares the life out of me. He's a big lump, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's all jab. You get inside that reach, right? No, start to work the body.
We're old men. I don't want to roll about on the floor with Liam. Thank you very much. I wouldn't mind working with him, though. I think he's a fine actor.
How have you not? Because you are an honorary Irish citizen. You married your way in amongst us.
Yeah, my wife from Dublin, Refarnham.
And I believe almost born in the lift in Holles Street.
That's right, she was, yes.
And you stole her away from us to move to... You're living in Sicily currently, is that right?
No, well, like Essex, and I've got a place in Sicily, but we live in Essex.
Oh, very nice. And you had no big draw. You had no desire to head into her direction and move to Rathfarnham.
Well, no, it rains a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, because Essex is known for its weather.
I'm suffering with a bit of rheumatism at the minute, and that's why we've got a bit of Sicily going on.
Well, tell us about the Gentlemen, because what struck me in this is Guy Ritchie has been doing sort of gangster flicks around the East End, and I would have thought that it has long been established that you don't do gangster flicks around the East End without ringing you. So why has he not been in touch before this, or has he?
But he likes to be a bit diverse at times, I suppose, and he was waiting for me to get a bit older, because he had this part in mind, I guess. So, and it's taken a while, but I've enjoyed his films over the years, and I've been lucky enough to eventually be in one. So that's great. You can't work with everyone all of the time.
This is a fine point. And what does he like to work with?
Different, and different in a really good way. You learn what you're going to do. You've got bundles of dialogue because he likes talk. He likes chat. We've done all that, and then you get the set and it all changes. And as long as you've done your homework and as long as you know what you're doing character-wise, then that's great because it changes for the better. So for me, that was a plus and very enjoyable as well.
To what extent was the character written for you?
I don't know. Anybody that's a question for Guy. I think so. I think, the part demanded a bit of gravitas in there and someone that you could kind of believe that would be running things. So... and I guess he thought I was capable of doing that. And hopefully I've pulled that off.
So how much of this bad guy gangster image is rooted in reality? Because I've read an awful lot of interviews where you say that inside you are soft like caramel and essentially a very sweet man.
Well, I like to think so. I mean, that's a question really for my wife and kids, I guess. I just, like a lot of us, we've been brought up around characters like this and we've seen this through our life, back in the 60s, 70s and the 80s. So, I know where to go and I know how to lay my hands on those sort of characters,
I mentioned earlier on sort of jokingly the possibility of you versus Liam Neeson. I still think you're underestimating. Neeson hasn't done much recently in terms of physical activity. I was told that you were semi-labouring when you were in Italy during lockdown. I still think you have a fair shot once you get inside the reach. But that aside...
I don't want to give too much away just in case it happens.
Well, look at Tyson. Tyson came back at what, 56, 57? Mayweather is still coming out of retirement for the big tickets. I think we could make a ton of money, Ray, if we make this happen.
When you say we, what? You fighting as well, are you?
All I want is 15% off the top.
Every day.
But this, the reason that the non-facetious bit of this is, you did a lovely short film a while ago on Repton Boxing Club, where you returned to the club and had a look around and sort of reminisced and all the rest of it. And I was told that there was a possibility that that might become something more, that you had a script in there about that background. Is there any development on that?
Oh, it was something in COVID I written, well, you know, in lockdown and that, when I was away and I was on my own. I got a lockdown on a mountain in Sicily, away from the family. You know, they didn't manage to get to me before the lockdown. So, and I was up there and I just put it to good use. And I wrote about things that I know about, and it's a synopsis and two episodes, but it's something I wrote for me, really, you know, give me something to do and just to see if I could do it, if I could actually write something, and put it together. It's something I like, but it's, you know, it's just a personal little story. I don't know how that got out and people think I'm going to make it as a story because I've never shown it to anyone, you know.
But if somebody was to come to you with a wheelbarrow load of cash and say, Ray, let's take your personal story and make it a more public story, would you be willing?
Yes.
Either way, we're going to pull off a business venture in this, Ray. It's either going to be the fighting or it's going to be movie production.
I've got a feeling you're going to get your 10% of it.
15, Ray. 15.
Well, that's negotiable.
Tell me as well, the one thing you mentioned about not being near your family in lockdown, you are now a granddad.
Yeah.
How are you finding that?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, you know, it's the old cliche, you can give them back, but you don't want to. He's quite an amazing little boy. You know, he's 8 years of age now. And, you know, I'm very proud of him. He's a great little boy, you know.
Has it softened you? Has it changed you?
I don't know about change. I think age changes you, doesn't it? You know, I'm not so manic as I used to be. I'm not tearing about like a lunatic. So, and I have more time, it seems, for things, maybe because you want to make more time for them, you know. And I'm kind of enjoying life, you know.
Why so much now? Why is it so good at the minute?
Why so much now? I don't know. I think because, you know, I've had a career and I've done what I've had to do. And now I'm kind of reaping the rewards of that, you know, by doing some good stuff.
Ray, total pleasure to talk to you. And of course, The Gentleman, created by Guy Ritchie, starring Ray Winston, is on Netflix now.
Thank you, Anton.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.